How will this affect the present after doing this sealing? I don't know, Gabby, because I don't know what you're going to heal. You know, but it's going to make you, it's going to help you release any trauma to do with the reality that we go in and we find that we tap. I don't know what we're going to experience. You're all going to have different experiences, but it's going to help you. It's going to heal you. And it's going to shift parts of you that are stuck. A question for later, maybe. Are you considering recording online training or parts of it? Some of us can use a refresher. Yeah, Tarek, some people are actually joining it as a refresher. And if you've done training before, you get a discounted price. So if you want to join us next week, you can. I will be recording it, but I'm not going to be sticking the whole thing online anywhere. I'm not going to be doing that now. So if you want to do the refresher, you can jump on board. The codes you give us today, are they just for us or can we use them on others? You can use them on other people if you want to. Yeah, you can if you want to. So if we understand that in data streams download, we should not call in soul fragments as it may just be a metaphor to demonstrate the idea in 3D. So if we understand that in data streams download, we should not call it soul fragments as it may just be a metaphor to demonstrate the idea in 3D. From Ben. Let me read that again. If we understand that in data streams downloads, we should not call it soul fragments as it may just be a metaphor to demonstrate the idea in 3D. Well, that depends, Ben, who you're working with. I mean, if you know how to tap the field correctly and you ask the right questions, you could call it soul fragments. You could, it depends on how you ask the question to get the information that you want to get. You could call it soul fragments. It doesn't mean that you're just going to get a metaphor to demonstrate the idea in 3D. What's actually going to happen is you're going to tap the reality that's actually taking place in the quantum field that is going to heal this 3D reality and possibly 4, 5, 6D on different levels because this trauma plays out throughout the field. I hope that makes sense. I'm new to your healing. I wanted to be more open to spirit. Will doing a personal healing with you be able to open me up more? The best thing you can do, Mylin, is book a spiritual consultation and engage in the library, meditation library in infinity. Okay, talking about t-shirts, I'm not going to go there. Will you be doing another facilitator training online? Possibly. I'm not going to go into that now. I want to focus on this workshop. I've just joined Infinity recently and have started listening to previous interactives. Should I start right at the beginning or work with the more recent ones and work my way back? It doesn't really matter, Aisha. You're going to get the knowledge either way. It's entirely up to you, whichever one you feel like doing. If you go back to the start, there's some really, really cool ones to do with breath work and all that sort of stuff. So you might want to go back and do the early ones first. It's entirely up to you, but you're going to get the same knowledge either way. So I hope this makes sense so far, you know, from what I've shared. I'm going to guide you through this every single step of the way anyway. And afterwards, I can answer any questions that you've got. Two things that I want to mention before we get started that aren't really related to this. Number one, tomorrow we've got Fearless Focus at 3 o'clock, okay, for all Infinity members. It's free. If you've not done Fearless Focus before, be on it. You'll be able to get the link to join the Fearless Focus webinar in the Telegram group tomorrow morning, Sunday morning. Okay, you'll get the link to join the Fearless Focus group in the Telegram group. On Fearless Focus, we are going to discuss the latest meditations and light language transmissions. And I'm going to give you a new challenge. Everyone's had a challenge to do for the last 2 weeks. And tomorrow I'm going to give you a new challenge for the next 2 weeks. So be on it because people that are doing those challenges are getting massive results. And if you've just joined Infinity, make sure you book a Star Buddy call. Okay, when you book a Star Buddy call, it's free. One of the team will walk you through Infinity, find out where you're at and guide you through a certain series of meditations, yoga transmissions and light language transmissions that will be good for you. Okay? If I bring the soul fragment back home, what will happen to the reality of the fragment itself? Will it disappear? And will the fragments of our soul in the other reality bring us as a fragment of them into their home? What will we feel if this happens? Okay, first of all, that's not going to happen. Because when you heal that other reality, you're just bringing yourself into that now space and becoming whole. You're not going to be brought into their space. You'll go into that space to experience it. You might feel the emotions of it. You might be brought to tears. You might feel sad. You might feel angry. There might be something nasty that you see. I don't know. But you're going to have that experience. Then once we heal that space, all of those feelings will transmute and disappear. It doesn't mean they'll stop straight away, because it might take a few days or a week, or it might happen real quick for all of that crap to rise to the surface and integrate. But as I said, the code I'm going to share with you will speed it up. But you're not going to get brought into their space. And the reality that your soul is experiencing in that other space is going to be brought into healing. Okay, so when you then go to that future time space, because you still might go and experience that in the future, or you may change the timeline completely because you've brought that into healing, you might go and make a different choice and you might choose something completely different. But if you go and choose that again, then you could have that same experience, or, you know, you might be much more aware by then and you can choose a different set of choices that will set you up for a different experience going forwards. I hope that makes sense, Daniel. It's a good question, man. I am having difficulty understanding how we can heal our future selves if the future hasn't been decided yet. Well, the future has been decided. Every single possible scenario has already been decided, and it just comes down to choices that you've made. So there is no future and there is no past, Kara. It's all parallel. Everything is quantum and is it being experienced right now. But if you tap this in linear time, you can go back and you can go forwards, but still it's quantum and still it's parallel. So you can go forwards and experience that hasn't happened yet. It's exactly like deja vu. I mean, how many times have you had deja vu? It's because in dream time, you've been taken forward to a future space. You've experienced it. Sometimes it's because your consciousness is warning you about what's coming up. Sometimes it's just checking in on what's coming up. And then you get there and think, oh my God, I've experienced this before. Deja vu, it's because it's already happened. Okay, it's the same kind of thing. All of this stuff has happened. Nothing you experience is new. Everything's already happened. You're just reliving it, re-experiencing it. I am an Infinity member. How do I join the Telegram group from Madhu? When you joined Infinity, you will have got an email. And that very first email had links to the Telegram group. If Manji is on here, Manji, maybe you can post the link to the Telegram group and I will send it out to all of you right now so you can actually join it if you haven't. It's my birthday today. I usually don't say it out loud. I just wanted to tell you because it's great to spend this time with amazing people as you all are. I love you all so dearly, from Cammy the Purple Love Heart. Cammy the Purple Love Heart, happy Earth Day blessings, Star Sister. We love you so much. Thank you for being here. Karen is asking, so we don't have free will and choice. Yes, we do have free will and choice. Absolutely, we have free will and choice. 100% we have free will and choice. But these experiences have actually happened. Remember, every experience has happened, Karen. Like, this is quite a big, like, mind expander to get your head around, to realize that every single experience that you could have possibly choose has already happened. Like, this room that I'm in is white, but there's a room like this that is purple and red and green because someone may paint it that color one day. Everything in the fields, every potential is available. Okay, and that's what makes the quantum field so beautiful, because you can go into any space and you can manipulate it, you can change it, you can shift it, and you can get verifiable, instantaneous, immediate results in the physical world right now, straight away. You mentioned the soul fragments will be brought into healing. Healing by what? The source? And when you said bring it home, is the home referring to the source or my superconsciousness or my consciousness? Thank you for clarifying, from Paul. Well, the answer to the second part is all of them, because there is no difference. Okay? There is no difference between, you know, source, superconsciousness. I mean, everything at the original source point is just vibration and energy. Consciousness, vibration, energy. Superconsciousness. What's the difference between consciousness and superconsciousness? They're just labels, man. You mentioned the soul fragment will be brought into healing. Healing by what? So what I'm saying is, if you have, okay, let's look at this reality right now. Okay, you're Paul, and I'm not saying this is what it is, but I'm just giving you an example. You're Paul, and you've just split up from your wife, and you're down the pub, and you're drinking, and you're really upset. She left you. I don't know, she left you last week, and you've been sat in the pub for 7 days, really upset, really angry, really pissed off. If you move forwards a few months, you might still be sat in that pub, and you're getting angrier and more pissed off and more unhealthy. That's traumatic, okay? If I came to the pub and I said, hey, Paul, you know, you don't need to go through this, bro. Let's go down, let's go for a walk and get a bottle of water. And then I chatted to you and raised your vibration a bit and helped you see a different perspective of looking at all this, that it wasn't so bad. And then you stopped drinking, and then you started to go to the gym, and soon you moved on from your partner, ex-partner. You'd start to feel great. You're now in healing. Okay, you've been brought into healing. It's the same kind of thing. We're going into a quantum space, and the soul aspect that is having trauma, we're bringing it into healing. Okay, because that trauma isn't happening anymore in the field. So we bring that into healing. It's not taking place. The data streams aren't flowing into your biological computer. You're not downloading that traumatic data. So you become more whole. You become more healed in that certain aspect. I hope that makes sense. Okay, Manji has got the Telegram group here for everybody. So I'm going to post this up. Who was it who asked for the Telegram group? I'm going to send it to everybody. But Madhu. Okay, here we go. So I'm going to send it out to everybody. There you go. Everybody should have that now. So you can go to the Telegram group and join. There's hundreds of us in there sharing. Lots of positive stuff going on. So go in and join the crew. Excuse me, join the tribe. There's some questions here that I'm just not going to answer because they just take us on a detour. I'm not sure what you're talking about, Loredana, in terms of going to Romania, because half the question's missing. Thank you for the Telegram link. You're welcome, Sherilyn. Guys, I hope this makes sense. Like when you play around in like the quantum field all the time, it seems kind of easy. And I suppose when I'm like sat here talking to some of you, I'm just kind of talking from a perspective of me just doing it all the time. Inside the quantum fields, inside, you know, beyond the veil of illusion, like everything is available. You know, your soul has incarnated many, many times on Earth. You know, going back sort of like 10, 12 years, the average person on planet Earth had had like 750 average past lifetimes. Now it's probably more. Over the last few years, it might have dwindled a little bit because the new kids that are coming in kind of fresh. So that, as I said earlier, you know, this is the first time they're incarnating, but they're incarnating to be beacons of light. You know, to hold the frequency of the new earth, to help us raise the vibration, to help us ascend, to go through this kind of transformational process. But you've had many, many lives on earth, okay? If you're over 20 years old, even 15 years old, you've had a lot of lives on earth, a lot of lives. You know, there are still some really old souls coming in as babies right now, but not so many. John has a question about building up muscle. Do you think that guys should execute intermittent fasting? Absolutely. Intermittent fasting spikes your growth hormone levels. Absolutely, John. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to go into it in much more detail. The more you can restrict the time, the better you're going to build your muscle. And make sure you eat straight after training. Is it possible that I hear you talk to me telepathically? Just random. Absolutely, Sherilyn. You know, absolutely. I get loads of people from the tribe talking to me telepathically too. We're all super connected, you know. There's one more thing that I just want to mention to you guys, and we're going to get into this. So this evening, after this, at 7 o'clock, I'm sitting on a light language panel for 90 minutes. Today, it's the New York Life Conscious Life Expo. And it's online because of all the crazy crap that's going on. So if you want to go and check that out, it's on literally straight after this for 90 minutes. I'm going to be going to it late because as soon as this finishes, I'll just go and have a pee and get some water and I'll be a little bit late. But if you fancy joining the New York Life Conscious Life Expo online, there's all sorts of stuff going on. It's on today and tomorrow, but I'll be doing some light language tonight if anyone's interested with some other cool people. Okay, beautiful souls, I love you. We're going to get into this. You're just going to have to Google it, Lynn. Okay, I haven't got time to get you the link and stuff. You're just going to have to Google it. It's very simple. New York Conscious Life Expo. Okay. Okay, right. Well, let me give you these codes first, Callie. That's a good point. Okay, the first code is R for Romeo 16, and it's inside an emerald octahedron. Okay, R for Romeo 16 inside an emerald octahedron. Okay. The second code is W for whiskey, 444, inside a rose quartz pyramid. Now, the first code, all you're going to do is place it into the field of what you experience. And the reason I say place it into the field of what you experience, because some people see really clearly. Some people don't see very clearly. Some people feel. Some people just know information, and it doesn't matter whether you see, you feel, you know, however you tap the fields, you've just got to place this octahedron, emerald octahedron, with the code inside of it into the field. Then we're going to explode it, and then the frequency of it will go and do what's needed to be done. So if you don't see, because some people don't see too well, and I know some people are like, I can't see anything, it doesn't work for me. Bullshit. Absolute bullshit. All you've got to do is place this code into the field of the space that you're in, and it's programmed to do everything that needs to be done. The second code, W444, which is inside the rose quartz pyramid, you place that into your own heart, okay, of your light body, when you're in this other space that we're going to go to. And it will just naturally dissolve inside your own light body. Once it dissolves in your own light body, it's just going to send out a frequency that is going to help integrate what's just happened. Okay, you haven't got to do anything. You've just got to be in the space and feel. Okay, Irene, it's R16. There's no A, just R for Romeo 16. Let me put it in the box. Okay, R16. Inside emerald octahedron. Okay, there's the first one. Everybody's got that. Now I'm going to do the second one, which is W444 inside rose quartz pyramid. Send to all. So everyone should have that now. There's the two codes. R16 inside an emerald octahedron. W444 inside a rose quartz pyramid. Easy peasy lemon squeezy. No, Paula, the pyramid is the right way up. It's the right way up, Star Sister. Okay, if you got that now, Betty, because I've just put it in there. Will the W444 also speed up the process of healings from other healing sessions? It is designed to lock into the frequency of what you've just downloaded. If you did a healing session maybe 30 minutes ago, maybe, but you can't rely on that. You need to make, this is just for this, okay? This is just for this, Mandy. But I understand the question and why you asked it. Okay, beautiful souls, I think we should do this. And then we can discuss it afterwards. So I'm going to guide you into this space. Now, we are going to go through a very specific door. And the door is number 930. Okay? Don't go through another door. Not today. Go through the number 930, please. Okay? Because I don't want anyone coming to me tomorrow and saying, oh, this happens or that happens, because they went through a different blooming door. Okay, just go through this door. It's going to be the door that we need to go through, which is going to hold the deepest trigger moving forwards on a future timeline that contains trauma that is holding you back in this 3D reality now. And as well as healing this 3D reality, it is going to have an effect on any other experiences that you're having in other realities, other frequency bands, you know, in higher densities, 4, 5, 6, 7D, okay? Because there is trauma in some of these other frequency bands too. You know, everything's connected. Everything's connected. Do you generally place the octahedron on the point or on the plane when you rotate? I've not got a clue what you're talking about, Patricia. As I just told you, we need to place it into the field of the space. That means anywhere. Okay, anywhere. Okay, I've made these codes so that, you know, anyone can use them. You don't need to think. You don't need to think. You've just got to listen to me and follow the instructions and it will all take place. And once you've done it, you know how to do it. So you're learning and remembering at the same time. Okay? It's 930, Gert, not 913. 9, which is that many. And then 3, which is that many. And then 0. 930. Jan is asking, there are even trauma in 7D. Isn't there a realm of unity? A lot of these higher vibrational spaces are completely different. And there is so much love. But there is trauma up the chain. There is manipulation up the chain. It is changing and it is going to change more and more as we heal down here. But there is stuff going up the chain all the way to the top. Oh, she means upright octahedron or horizontal. It doesn't make a blind bit of difference, man. An octahedron's an octahedron. And if you actually look at this in terms of the field, there is no up, down, left or right. So don't worry about it. Yeah, okay, I get you, Patricia. Don't worry about that stuff. That's just a human question. We're not dealing with human things right now. We're dealing with multidimensional things, okay? I feel that today's interactive is important as I keep hearing things happening around the date, December the 21st of this year. I mean, it's not, this isn't really that kind of pivotal for that, but there are, I mean, it's solstice. It's winter solstice, Craig, and there is a lot of energy around that time. And it's going to be a time when we get an opportunity to really catalyze our 5D movement forwards or our 3D movement. If you haven't really chosen which timeline you're on by then, I think it's going to be too late. But that's a whole other story. Yeah, Claudia's asking, is it true that we still have dark and lights, you know, up the dimensions? Absolutely. You're welcome, Craig. Okay, beautiful souls, let's do this. Let's go through this process and we can talk again at the end, okay? So, just be in this space and know that you're an awesome human. And I love you. Your sisters and brothers love you. The tribe loves you. You're loved so dearly and so deeply by your sisters and brothers from the stars. By your sisters and brothers from all parallel dimensions of light. They all love you. And even some of those darker ones love you too. They just don't like to admit it. Some of them respect you greatly for being who you are. Just be in this space and breathe, beautiful soul. Breathe deeper and longer and slower. Breathe in through your nose, all the way down to the pit of your stomach, and back out through your mouth. Long, slow, deep breaths. Feel your body. As you're breathing into your body, I want you to become aware of a violet light, a translucent, high vibrational violet that starts to move in through the walls, down through the ceiling, up through the floor. This powerful violet light moves towards your physical body and starts to swirl around the outside of it, over your heads, underneath your feet, around your chest, around your back, swirling in a clockwise direction, getting brighter and stronger. Swirling around the outside of your body like a violet tornado. You start to breathe this frequency in. You breathe it in through your nose, up into your mind. It flows into your left brain, into your right brain. It flows around the outside of your skull, down through your head, your face, your neck, your throat, through your shoulders, your chest and back. It flows through your spinal column, middle back, lower back, into your buttocks. It flows through your heart, your lungs, your ribcage, down through every vital organ, through your hips, your groin. It swirls through your thighs and your hamstrings, down through your knees, your calves, past your shins, into your ankles, through your feet, all the way to the tips of your toes. It flows through your shoulders, down your arms, through your elbows, your forearms, your wrists, into your hands, fingers and thumbs. Continue to breathe in this powerful light. until the inside of your body is completely full. From the top of your head to the tips of your toes, from the tips of your fingers and thumbs to your crown. Once the inside of your body is completely full, in your mind, say thank you. And keep breathing. Allow this light to flow through every cell, every atom, every molecule, every fiber of your entire being. Feel your heart expanding and vibrating as this violet light flows throughout you. As you're vibrating in this space, I want you to become aware of an emerald octahedron, a large one, around the outside of your physical body. This octahedron is 6 meters tall. The center point goes straight through your waistline. This emerald octahedron spins in a clockwise direction. It starts to get a little bit faster, picking up pace. And as it does, it draws a frequency from Lyra down through the cosmic fabric, down through Mother Earth's atmosphere. It flows down through the roof of your space, down through the top apex of this emerald octahedron. It flows down through your crown, your pineal gland, your throat, your higher heart, down into your heart, and boom, it explodes. Light codes race into your consciousness from Lyra. You also become aware of a platinum and electric green light that starts to flow up through the rocks and the minerals from Mother Earth's heart, from her Merkaba. This light flows up and up. It flows up through the surface of the planet, through the bottom apex of this emerald octahedron. It flows up through your roots, your sacral, your solar plexus, into your heart. The two frequencies collide. Boom! They explode together. A powerful vortex is created in your heart space. Masculine and feminine energies racing around the inside of your heart. You vibrate faster and faster as this field of light in your heart expands. It expands, filling up your chest, expanding out past the boundaries of your physical body. It expands out into the emerald octahedron, getting brighter and stronger. The frequency from your heart, elevated and powered up by the earth, and from our brothers and sisters in Lyra. It starts to fill up the inside of that emerald octahedron as your heart expands and expands. You look down in front of you. You see a crystal white path. As you look down that crystal white path, you see a golden door at the end of it. The golden door has the number 36 engraved into it. You step forwards onto that crystal white path. Your light steps out from your physicalness. You start to walk forwards down that crystal white path. You turn around, you glance over your shoulder, back at your physical body. You observe it inside the emerald octahedron. You see the streams of light flowing up and down. You observe yourself for a moment, just watching, feeling, realizing you're in two spaces at the same time. A powerful multi-dimensional being. You smile to yourself, then turn and start to walk back down this crystal white path. The door is several meters up in front of you. You make your way towards it. You get closer and closer. You walk up towards the golden door. You reach forward and you place your hand onto the door. It starts to vibrate and then it starts to fizzle and disappear. You see a golden corridor on the other side. You step forwards into it. We're going to turn right. Start to make your way down this golden corridor. Feel the frequency, feel the vibration. As you make your way down this golden corridor, you see hieroglyphs laced into the wall. They're moving. It feels like the hieroglyphs, the codes are communicating with you as you make your way through this space. About 30 meters up in front of you, there's another door. A diamond door. We're going to make our way towards that diamond door. With every step you take, you feel your frequency shifting. You get within 15 meters. Ten meters, getting closer. You feel the frequency of that door. It has the numbers 333 engraved into its center. You get closer and closer. You walk up towards the diamond door at the end of this corridor. This door is a lift to an elevator. When you're ready, you can place your hand on the diamond door. It will start to dissolve. You can step through to the other side. As soon as you do, another door will appear behind you. The elevator will become enclosed. If you look to the right hand side, you're going to see a button with the number 55. Before you press that button, we want to ask to be taken to the level, to the space that contains the door. And within that door, we want to find the deepest root trigger in space-time that contains any triggers, any traumas within the quantum field to do with any future aspects of your soul. Ask to be taken to the level which contains the door with the experience, with the reality, with the soul aspect that contains any trauma to do with the deepest root point in space-time. Any traumatic experiences that are holding you back in this reality, this is where we want to go to. Be very clear. Feel your heart and then press the button, and then you'll become aware that you're ascending. The elevator starts to go up. It starts to travel up. It travels up through the empty space as you vibrate, ascending, elevating, traveling up. Moving through different frequency bands. You travel up and up and up. continue to travel, ascending. And then the elevator starts to slow down. It gets a little bit slower. And eventually it comes to a stop. You turn to your left. I want you to put both of your hands on the wall of the elevator in front of you. And you'll see that it starts to dissolve. On the other side, you're going to find a circular room. It's 111 meters in diameter. In the center of that room is a pool. A pool with golden lights and golden baby dolphins swimming around. I want you to step out from the elevator and walk forwards. The pool is about 15 meters in front of you. Make your way towards that pool. Make your way towards the edge. Another 5 meters. Stop just in front of it. You'll become aware as you look down into the liquid lights, watching, feeling, observing those golden baby dolphins swimming around. A crystal white bridge starts to move out from where your feet are. It moves up and over the top of this pool. It moves into the center of the pool, and then it stops. The bridge goes halfway. I want you to walk across that bridge until you get to the point where it stops. Once you get there, just stand still. Make your way across the bridge into the center of the pool. As you look down at the dolphins swimming underneath you, the energy in here is so powerful. You make your way to the center and then you stop. And then a cylinder of light appears around you. This cylinder of light is multicolored. It appears around you and contains your whole light body. You then become aware that you're ascending, traveling up through this light, traveling up through the cylinder, traveling up and up and up. The light is so powerful, so bright. You see light codes flowing around the inside of this cylinder. Your light body starts to absorb them as you rise through the space. Slowly but surely, moving up and up and up. You continue to rise. And then you start to slow down. And then you come to a stop. The cylinder around you starts to dissipate and clear, and you find yourself in a corridor. There's a wall in front of you, a wall behind you. We can go left or right. We're gonna turn left. Turn left and start to walk down this corridor. Up on the right hand side, you're going to see several doors. But if you keep walking, you're going to see one door that has two Andromedans either side of it. They're by the door number 930-930. They're there to make sure we go into the right door. This is very important. Make your way down the corridor until you see the Andromedans. And once you do, walk over towards them and stand in front of the door. But don't go in yet. Just make your way towards that door. Once you get to that door, just be still and stare at the door with the number 930. The door can be different for all of you. It could be wooden, it could be some kind of metal or crystal. However you perceive this door, it doesn't matter. Remember, every single one of you are going to have a different experience beyond this door. And your door is representing an experience that will take place or is taking place on the other side. Don't judge it. Just be with it. The Andromedan to your right-hand side moves around from the door to your right. The one standing off to your left moves away from the door and to your left-hand side. The Andromedan to the right-hand side places its hand over your heart and over the back of your solar plexus. The Andromedan to the left, it places both of its hands over your left hand on your light body. They start to run in some frequencies. These are healing frequencies to prepare you for this transformation. They will recalibrate your light body, recalibrate your frequency. Allow them to work with you for a moment and download these codes into your consciousness. The Andromedans are master alchemists, amazing at bending space-time, amazing at manipulating reality and changing things in the field. It's why they're helping us. Allow them to download these frequencies into your light body, into your consciousness. Just be in this space. You may feel a cool or a warm frequency running up your left arm, that's okay. Whatever you feel in the rest of your body, you feel. The Andromedans take their hands off your light body. They then go and stand back in front of you to the right and left next to the door. In a moment, we're going to walk through this door. Whatever you experience when you walk through this door, experience it with no judgment. Experience it with an open heart. And allow yourself to just be in this experience. You might find a room, you might find an open space, we don't know. But beyond this door, you're going to find a version of you. Highly unlikely it's going to look like you. It could look like an extraterrestrial. You may see yourself as a man or a woman in a future reality. We just don't know. So whatever happens when you walk through this door, just be in this space and allow yourself to just feel, to observe and just be for a moment with no judgment. If you want to have a look around, you can do. That's completely cool. So whenever you're ready, I want you to walk up to the door. Just stand there for a moment. I want you to feel your own heart. I want you to bring your awareness into your own heart and consciously open the heart of your light body. Just open it and allow love to pour out from into the space, front and back, left and right, all around. Allow the love to flow out from and just to feel that frequency, the purity, the divinity, the beauty. When you're ready, I want you to step forwards and open that door. You can use the handle, or you can place your hands on it and dissolve the door. Whichever way you want. And then just step forwards to the other side. Once you're on the other side, just be for a moment. Just observe. Just feel this space. Whatever you feel is perfect. Just be in this space. And now start to have a look around. Have a feel around. Just start to walk through this. What do you observe? What do you see? What do you feel? Somewhere in this space, you are having a multi-dimensional experience. You might see a beautiful planet. You might see a war-torn planet. I don't know what you're experiencing. But whatever you are experiencing, just accept it. And have a look around. Maybe you don't see much, but you can feel the emotions in this space. Maybe you can feel the energy in this space. Just be here and observe. Be here and look around. Maybe you can feel this aspect of it. You can say, wherever the aspect of me is in this reality, please step forwards into my space right now. Allow them to come to you. And just be in the space with them. If you found this version of you already, that's brilliant. Just observe them. What are they doing? How are they feeling? You can ask this version of you questions. You can ask, is there anything you'd like to share with me? Is there any guidance you have for me? Is there anything I need to know? If you observe them feeling unhappy or sad or some kind of low vibrational emotion, ask them why they're feeling like that. Try and understand more about this situation. Have a look around and just be in this experience. Questions and you'll get good answers. As you're retrieving information from this soul aspect and from this space, I want you to open your heart and connect with this soul aspect. Open your heart and let this soul aspect know that you love it. Remind it that you care about it, that it's a future progression of your soul and that you love it, and that you know that it's in pain and suffering right now, but it can change that. You're here to help. You're here to give this soul aspect, this soul fragment, an opportunity to come into healing. You can ask this soul fragment, do you want to come into healing? Are you ready to come into healing? See what it says. Feel it. Observe it. Be in this space. Feel the energy of the space. Open your heart wider and connect. Be still in your body, still in your mind. just vibrate and be. You may be experiencing yourself as a dragon or a unicorn or some mythical being. Whatever you're experiencing, just go with the flow. You might be experiencing yourself as some kind of animal, one that you've not met yet, one that you're not aware of, that you've not seen on planet Earth. Maybe you're not on Earth, maybe you're on another planet. Maybe you are a planet. That is a potential too. Maybe you incarnated in this reality as a star or a planet, a sun or a moon. That is also possible. Whatever you're face to face with, us, is it ready to come into here? If it says yes, that's great. Just open your heart and love it some more. If it says no, do the same thing. Open your heart and love it some more. Maybe you want to reach forward and give this being a hug. This human a hug. This tree. Whatever being you're faced with, what other consciousness in form you're faced with, hug it, love it, it's okay. Maybe in this reality you've done something destructive. Doesn't make you a bad person. Doesn't make you a bad being. It's an experience that you're having. We all have multiple experiences. Love this aspect of you anyway. It's all perfect. Open your heart wider. If this aspect of you said no to start with, ask it again. Now you've showered it in more love and affection. Now you've broken it down some more. Loved it some more. Ask it again. Are you ready to come into healing? Once this soul aspect of you has agreed to come into healing, or even if you're not hearing it, but feeling it, just feel the energy. I want you to visualize to your left-hand side an emerald octahedron. It's 30 centimeters tall, 12 centimeters wide. Inside that emerald octahedron is the code R16. I want you to visualize that code inside the emerald octahedron. And I want you to hold the octahedron between your two palms. So the left palm is at the top and the right palm is at the bottom. And you'll see that the octahedron starts to spin between your palms. Just observe it for a moment. Visualize that code spinning inside the octahedron. You'll start to become aware of codes inside the octahedron, geometrical code that are different from the letter and the numbers. When you're ready, I want you to place this octahedron into the fields of this other aspect of it. If you can't see it, just place it into the field anyway. And just watch it spin in the empty space. It'll spin faster and faster and faster. The code will start to go to work. It will explode in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Boom! That octahedron explodes in the empty space. Lights and code starts to flow from it in every single direction, lighting up the whole space. The code starts to go to work on this reality. It starts to clean and cleanse the light body of the soul fragments in this space. It puts up a a smoky quartz pyramid in the space. If there's any entities inside that aspect of you, it's going to start to clear and cleanse them and pull the entities out into the smoky quartz pyramid. The cold M369 will be infused into this pyramid, and then the entities, if there are any, will be sent through a tunnel in the pyramid back to Source, or whichever place of learning they're supposed to go to. Just allow this to take place. If the light body is already clear, then frequencies will start to run through it to cleanse it, to make sure there's no heavy stuck energy inside of it. It will clean it and cleanse it from crown to toes, from fingertips to the top of the head. Just be in this space and observe. You'll start to feel the vibration change in the space. Just be with it. You don't need to do anything. Just feel and observe. Just be here. As that light body, that soul aspect is cleansed, you'll become aware that your own heart opens more and more. Your own heart opens and opens, and then the heart of this soul aspect opens, and then light will start to flow from their hearts into yours, and then their light body will start to dissolve into geometrical code. That light, that code will start to flow through the empty space and into your heart. All of that geometry, all of that code, all of that frequency will download into your light body. Just be in this space whilst it happens. It may be that the soul aspect is still being cleansed from entities. If that's the state of play, that's okay. Just allow it to take place. It won't take long. Once the entities have gone through the tunnel, the cleansing process will take place. And then again, the hearts will open and the connection will take place. As that soul aspect comes back into your heart and downloads into you, comes home. So these elements of you blend together. Just be in this space and feel the vibration. Once the entity removal has taken place, if that was what was happening for you, the smoky quartz pyramid will dissolve on its own. You don't need to do anything. The entities will be dispersed, taken care of, sent where they need to go to. The cleansing process will unfold. Once it's clear, the light will connect heart to heart. They'll turn into code and then flow inside of you. We'll just stay in this space for another couple of minutes, because I can see that there are still some people going through this process. So if you've already completed, just stay still, be still, feel your own vibration. There's no hurry to do anything. Just be still. Don't go to the next stage yet. Be patient. One more minute, everyone will be finished. Just be patient. As we're finishing up, we're going to go to the next stage of this. I want you to see to your right hand side a rose quartz pyramid. It's 27 centimeters tall from base to apex. I want you to place that rose quartz pyramid on top of your right palm. And then visualize the code inside. W for whiskey, triple four, W444. Visualize it in the center of that rose quartz pyramid. Observe that rose quartz pyramid vibrating. Then what we're going to do in a moment, you're going to place your left hand over the apex and then you're going to guide it into your own heart. Your own heart chakra. The base will be just down below your rib cage and the apex will run up into your higher heart. The pyramid will go straight through your own heart chakra. When you're ready, place the pyramid into your heart. As soon as you place it into your heart, it's going to start to spin clockwise. Just allow it to do that. It'll start to spin faster and faster. And then a stream of light will flow out from the apex, up through your chest, up through your throat, up into your pineal gland. It will then split into two. It'll flow into your left and your right brain. The left and right brain on the quantum level will start to glow an electric pink color as the pyramid spins faster and faster. It's going to explode in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Boom! That rose quartz pyramid explodes. Energy rushes up through your body. It rushes down through your body. The master cell in your pineal gland communicates this frequency to every cell in your physical body and every biophoton of light in your light body across multiple dimensional spaces. Just be in this space and feel the frequency. As these frequencies flow throughout you, your own Merkaba will start to spin faster and faster, and a rose quartz frequency will flow throughout your Merkaba field. the top tetrahedron spinning clockwise, the bottom one anti-clockwise. Your Merkaba is going to start to communicate with the field and start to integrate this soul future aspect into this now space with you. Just be in this space and feel for a moment. There's no need to do anything. Just feel the vibration, feel the space. Just observe. As you start to integrate this energy, you may get flashes of imagery in your consciousness. You might get feelings, knowings. You might get streams of information in thought form as you're releasing, as you're healing. Just be in this space and allow. Accept. As you vibrate in this space faster and faster, just have a look around this space and feel the difference in the frequency now. Feel the difference in the frequency of your own light body. This Merkaba field is going to continue to spin. The integration process, it might take a couple of hours, it may have already happened, it may take a couple of days, whatever it is for you, it's okay. What we're going to do is we're going to turn and we're going to walk back through this space towards that door. Once you make your way towards that door and you get there, I want you to open it and make your way through to the other side where the two Andromedans are. Once you get to the other side, turn around and face them. Again, they're going to come and stand side by side, one to your right, one to the left. The one to the left will grab your left hand again. The one to the right will place its hand. The right one over your pineal gland. The left one over the back of your heart. They're going to start to download some more codes into your consciousness. These are Andromedan healing codes. Just allow this process to take place. You'll feel these frequencies. They're very heart-centered frequencies. It's going to expand the field of your heart. Again, whatever you feel in this space, just be with it. No judgment, just accept it. You're healing. There are many different sensations that you can feel. Just be still. The Andromedans let go of your hands. They take their hands off of your head and your back. The one to your left walks around in front of you, looks into your eyes and smiles. It connects with you at a multidimensional level. It looks straight into your soul, and you can see straight into the soul of the Andromedan. You recognize this soul, a deep connection. The Andromedan smiles, turns, and goes and stands back by the door. The one to your right hand walks around in front of you and does the same. It stares deeply into you. You stare into its eyes, like galaxies, ocean, universes of consciousness. The Andromedan communicates with you telepathically and says, "I love you," and says it with an energy that you've not felt for a very long time. The Andromedan smiles, turns, and goes and stands back by the door. 930. You turn to your right and you start to walk back down the corridor. We're going to make our way away from the door, 930, back through the space. If you look down the corridor up in front of you, you're going to see a translucent cylinder just vibrating in the center of the corridor, down in front of you. That's the cylinder that brought you up from the bridge above the golden baby dolphin. Make your way towards that cylinder. A few more meters. Once you get there, just walk inside the cylinder. And you'll find that there's no corridor floor underneath you. You're just suspended in the empty space. The cylinder will start to vibrate, and then you'll find yourself descending slowly. You descend down through the space, slowly but surely. That Merkaba field still spinning around your body. Down and down, slowly but surely. You slow down, and then you come to a stop. You can feel the bridge underneath you. The cylinder, the frequency of it starts to dissipate and disappear. And you can see that the bridge has now continued all the way to the other side, whole and complete. You're going to turn around and walk back down the side of the bridge that you originally came from. Looking down either side of the golden dolphins swimming in the liquid light. Make your way down to the other side and step off the bridge. You walk forward towards the elevator. Walk up towards the elevator. Once you get there, step back inside. The wall behind you will close itself in. If you look to your right hand side, I want you to press the button with the number 3/4. It looks like 3/4. Press that button and then we'll start to descend.
will start to descend down and down inside this elevator. Down and down we travel, moving down through the empty space, that murk of the field still spinning like crazy around your light body, as the integration process is still taking place. Just be with it. Allow the energy to flow, whatever you're experiencing. If you feel any emotions, honor them. You can cry, you can scream, you can laugh. You're human, it's okay. Slowly but surely you come to a stop. The elevator stops. Turn to your left. Place your hands on the wall. And the door will dissolve. You'll be back in that golden corridor. Step forward. Start to make your way forwards down that golden corridor. Glance over your shoulder, you'll see that diamond door once again. We're going to walk forwards down this golden corridor, making our way back through this space. Just up on the left-hand side, you're going to see that golden door with the number 36 on. Make your way up towards it, and when you're ready, you can place your hand on it, dissolve it, where you'll see that crystal white path on the other side that leads back down through the space towards your physical body. Step forward onto the crystal white path and make your way down. Down towards your physical body. Once you get there, just turn around and sit back down inside of yourself and allow your light to submerge back down into your physical, that murk of the field. Will integrate with the murk of the field of your physical body and become one, and continue to spin and work on that electric pink or roller quartz frequency, continuing the integration process. Just start to feel your physical body. Be inside of it. Feel the vibration in your bones, the tingle in your cells, the frequency in every muscle. Thank you. Feel your fingers, feel your thumbs, your toe. We're gonna count from 5 back to 0. When we get to 0, we'll open our eyes, come back into this space, and just be. Take your time, there's no hurry. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Whenever you're ready, open your eyes, come back into this space, and just take your time, there's no hurry. Just be in this space and feel your body. Saying, oh my God. Just so you guys know, we went in and we healed the deepest trigger that was available to us. Now, it may have been the deepest trigger, and it may not have been the deepest trigger, because maybe that was all that you could handle right now. So, if you want to go back in and do this again in maybe 3 or 4 days, 5 days, go back in and do it again. Don't do it today or tomorrow or the next day. You've got to give it a little bit of time, seriously. But then you can go back in and go again if you want to. Irene sent, oh my God, too. Is this something we should repeat, or is this a one-time experience? I just answered that, Gregory. Jules is still shaking. Wow, thank you so much. From Christina, you're welcome. Christina, Loredana said the elevator is so fast. Super cool. So much heaviness released. Wow, thank you. From Brenda. You're welcome, Brenda. That was the best one, brother. I feel so peaceful. Loved and relaxed. Thank you with much love. From Damata Paul. Love you, Dr. Namata Paul. Love you, Dr. Namata Paul. Amazing, I feel so much lighter. Thank you so much for bringing. You're welcome. Feeling loved, not lived. Yeah, I got that one. I did not get into future life. I found future trauma in this life a few years from there. At first I resisted, as this was not what I wanted. Not what I expected or wanted. Then I let it happen and had a beautiful healing from Van Bam, from Suzanne. That's super cool, sister. You know, at the end of the day, you probably won't have to experience that now. So that is super cool. So well done for not resisting, and well done for kind of opening up and going with the flow. Massive respect. Laura Dana's saying, I was a bum. That's okay. You know, we've all been bums in other realities. It's all good. That was profound, brother. I think I healed 3 entangled future lives, 3 kinds of addictions, and a lot of shit came up and left. This also explains the psychic attack I experienced this weekend from Tarek. Amazing, bro. Massive love, brother. Amazing. I cried. I've not cried in forever. Thank you so much, Jerry. It was the most beautiful experience. From Monica. Glad you shed some tears, Star Sister. Can we do this at night while we are falling asleep? You know what? You could, but I would say no. I would say no to doing this whilst you're falling asleep. You want to be involved in this because of the 2 codes that you've got to put forwards. Yeah, you've got to do that, man. You don't want to be going into these spaces and not being involved in that. Even though your subconscious is listening and it would still probably take place, I just wouldn't take any chances on this. I would go through this personally. Whoa, awesome. From Sandra. Amazing, sister. My phone died after placing the pyramids into the heart. I managed to get back there. How should I fix this? From Gabby Boone. If you place the pyramid into your heart, you got there. The rest would have been okay. Everything would have happened. I would suggest you go back in and do it straight away, though. I'm not going to be able to get this up online for at least 3 hours today because I've got to go and do this light language thing that I mentioned at the start. But I will get it up tonight. So maybe tomorrow morning, go and do it, Gabby, and go back in and just complete it. The thing is, you'll have been tapped into our consciousness anyway. So, you know, we're all telepathic. So there is no issues, but I would just go back in and do it again anyway. Whole body is vibrating amazing as always from Alicia. How are you, Alicia? I trust you and the fam are all good, sister. Love you so much. Oh, wow. Thank you very much. Amazing from Marla. So powerful. Thank you from Patricia. You're welcome. Beautiful souls. How do the Andromedans look like? And which density are they in? It really depends, Carmen, on which density they're in, because like they look different in different densities. You know, they can be quite short when they're kind of like 4-5D, but as you go to 6-7D, they're a lot taller. Yeah, beautiful. Sometimes they have like a real beautiful blue frequency. Sometimes they're a whitey, kind of like translucent, violety, kind of silvery, all blended together with white. It's just phenomenal. It just depends on which kind of band you see them in. Thank you, needed that from the jewelry. That was so relaxing. I had an incredible experience and so much beauty where I went from Allison. Amazing, Allison. Thank you, I'm freezing cold now from Kelly. That's deep healing, Star Sister. You're most welcome, Rima. You're welcome, Bonnie. I have a question about soul fragments. You mentioned that multidimensional selves are our spirit guides. Will soul fragments, which are also multidimensional selves, be our spirit guides? Depends. Really depends. You know, they've got to do their... those parts have got to come into healing. Like a lot of these parts that need healing, they're not at that level where they've kind of experienced like going up through the frequency bands to kind of do that kind of work. So yes and no is the answer, but probably not yet. And if the multidimensional self, who is a soul fragment that experienced trauma that is not healed, is guiding us, that's not going to happen, Sharon. So is it a good thing to have multidimensional selves as our guides? Absolutely. But that, you know, they're not going to be there unless they've done the work. I'm very tired and happy from Heidi. That's cool. And a beautiful experience. Thank you from Madaliso. Love you, bro. So helpful. Thank you from Alexa. You're welcome. That was deep. So robots, sentinels were called. They were invading a planet in Sirius. Scary, sad. Fuck, I don't want that to happen. Is this something that is going on in the universe right now? Well, it's happened in the universe, and it's going to happen in the universe. This was a future space we went into, Aliash. So, yeah, I mean, that stuff is a potential scenario in the future. Again, it depends on some of the choices we make. Maybe we can change all of that. By you healing it now, hopefully you have. Oh my God, so much peace. Thank you from Annie. You're welcome. I saw a very old man with very long white hair, very lonely, but I also witnessed a wee boy being thrown into the staircase, onto the staircase by someone. Would this be two realities? I saw a very old man with very long white hair, very lonely, but I also witnessed a wee boy being thrown onto the staircase. It could have been the same reality, just different perspectives of it, like when he was young, when he was old. Or it could be two different realities. But whatever happens, the codes, Kate, would have sorted it all out and transmuted it and resolved it. And you've not got to kind of go there. But you could go back in and ask and if you wanted to, like, you know, see us. You know, like whenever you're in these spaces, if there's something you want to know, you've got to ask, is this one reality? You know, ask the old man, is that boy being thrown onto the stairs you when you were younger? I'm getting a yes. So it's the same reality. Oh my God, wow, 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 what the heck just happened? This was the most powerful thing I did with you, Jerry, so far. I met my unicorn self. I can't even describe the gratitude. Words are not enough, still shaking, buzzing. I am so high, it's indescribable. Thank you deeply. So much love, love, love from Dominica. Amazing, Dominica. Love you, sister. I tried to imagine everything. I felt the tingling in my body. But I didn't feel anything anymore. Is that okay? Well, tingling, I mean, when did the tingling start? When did the change occur? I suppose would be my question to you, Madhu. You know, if you were feeling tingling, went through the healing, then it's all gone, and that's okay. You know? Because something shifted. This is so heavy. Last 2 days, my left side and back burns on places. My lower body is so heavy, feeling tight. I can walk normal. It's really heavy. And just now, more pain. My lower body is so tight, but inside, I am still from Denise. Whatever this pain is, if it's increased, that's a good thing because it's coming out. What I would do is I'd go back into the self-healing codes interactive from a couple of weeks ago and go and use those codes and see what transpires. I'd also probably go back to one of the earlier interactives and do the breath work. And also I would go and do No More Aches and Pains, the Lyra meditation in the library. It'll shift all that stuff. Amazing. I was a huge bat with only one wing and had been in a battle. It was a very dark place, which after the healing turned into light from the seal. Thank you from Gillian. Amazing, Gillian. Jerry, just a curious question. In the previous interactive, you mentioned the being called Deiron is helping the tribe, and I saw you mentioning Lyran's call you Deiron when you were on a spaceship. Is Deiron your multidimensional self existing in another timeline? Yeah, that is true, Jack. Deiron is me, man. That is me. Okay, beautiful souls. It's like 2 minutes to seven, so I'll start to wrap this up. There's loads of comments and questions. I would normally keep going and answer them, but I have got like this other thing that I've got to do. And if you want to be on there, just go on Google New York Conscious Life Expo November 2020 and it'll come up. It's an online thing today and tomorrow. There's all sorts of stuff on there, but they wanted me to do a workshop, but I didn't really have the time. So I'm just kind of just sitting on this panel for an hour and a half and just doing some light language. See what happens. I don't really know what's going to happen, but it'll be pretty cool. Once I finish that, before I go to bed tonight, I'm going to get this up into the interactive section so you can all listen to it again if you need to. But I wouldn't go in and do it today. I wouldn't go in and do it tomorrow, apart from whoever it was that kind of came out early. Go back and do it again tomorrow. But everyone else, leave it at least for 3 or 4 days, maybe even a week. You know, just leave it and go back in. But in the meantime, go back and do the old interactives, you know? And tomorrow, be on Fearless Focus, okay? I've just posted in the Telegram group the link for Fearless Focus tomorrow. Make sure you join the Telegram group because you can connect with so many beautiful souls in there. I want to say thank you to every single one of you from the bottom of my heart for being here, being part of the tribe, for connecting and having these experiences. I love you so much. Tomorrow I'm going to be sharing an amazing challenge with you, so be there at 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock sharp. If you can't make it, we will post the challenge up in the Telegram group. But it's always good to connect with everyone, you know, just getting that frequency with everyone is so cool. Sending massive love to all of you wherever you are on planet Earth. Big respect. I honor you. I love you. You're super freaking awesome. And yeah, just giving you a massive, massive hug. One love, one heart, one human family. Peace out, beautiful souls.